I want to share just a couple of minutes with you from Psalm 23. It's a little while back, somebody challenged me to memorize the psalm and then to use it regularly to times when I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm not sleeping, and to use the psalm as something to reflect upon. And in the morning when I get up, at times during the day. And so I just want to briefly read through it with you and share a couple of things that seem particularly relevant for us. And so let's look at the first half of this to begin with. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I just want to stop there for a second. And that first line, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. And you might be different from what I'm like. I can't tell you how many times I recited that first line and I said, well, actually, I've got a list of things that I feel like I'm lacking right now. And then I thought, well, I should go back and I should pray more that God would provide me with the things that I lack. And then slowly God speaks and teaches me that because he is my shepherd, I really do lack nothing. I have the sense that there are things that I need, and yet he has provided all that I need and more. And so I've highlighted the words about the green pastures. And as I had a chance to be in Israel a number of years ago, and others have observed this, in the area around Jerusalem, it's not like you find places where it's just overflowing with green grass. The grass isn't abundant. You have to find it, and it's enough for the day. And so every day, the shepherd needs to lead the sheep again and to find the safe waters, to find the right paths. These are daily things. And in that sense, this is very much like Jesus teaching us to pray, praying for our daily bread. And so the shepherd doesn't give the sheep a storehouse of grass, and this will take care of you for a lifetime. The shepherd leads each day to what is needed for that day. The shepherd leads in the right paths for that day. And I keep wanting the provision for a lifetime today. And so I see the Lord is my shepherd, and I lack nothing. And the second half of this first part, the verse 4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, it is recognizing that there are times that are troubling times. There are times where we walk in darkness, and the number of things that can cause us harm that we cannot see, in addition to the ones we can see. And yet the statement that I will not fear because you are with me, and this is in the middle of this psalm, you are with me. And I love that expression, that even in the midst of the troubles, even in a dark valley, when there are dangers I can see and dangers I cannot see, you are with me. And what I love about this, even in the troubles, you are with me, that this is the name that God gave for Jesus, God with us, but expressed more personally. It's not God is with us, but you are with me. And that direct expression of the Spirit of God in me crying out to my Father, saying, you are with me, even in the troubles. The second half of the psalm then gives a different image, not just of a shepherd, but now of a banquet host. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the second half, everything is positive, except for the statement, in the presence of my enemies. In the midst of the trouble, David says, you are the great banquet host. You're anointing my head like the guest of honor. The cup of the wine of the abundance is overflowing. And your goodness and your love, they pursue me, they follow me all the days of my life. And that expression that God is providing wonderfully for us in the presence of our trouble, in the presence of our enemies. And I keep thinking that the provision of God is when my enemies are all gone. And the psalm ends with that hope, that there is a day when I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Until then, he provides in the midst of what we live in all of our troubles. God is with us today, protecting, providing, and loving forever. And so how powerful it's been for me to take these words and to use them in times of uncertainty or times of fear, times when I'm aware of things that I lack, and to say, in the midst of all of this, you are with me today. And in the midst of all of this, you are providing, you're protecting, and you are loving us. So I find it a powerful words to bring to mind in days like this, with the fears, with the coronavirus, with the uncertainty about what the future brings, or for some, the certainty of loss, and to say, whatever might come, you are with us, you are with me. Because in all of our troubles, God is with us today, protecting, providing, and loving forever. And the application is, first of all, certainly to trust him in the trouble we face. And instead of just listening to our souls in our worries, is to speak to our souls and to say, he is our shepherd. So indeed, we truly lack nothing because of who he is and his presence with us. And then we are to be like God. We are to be a blessing to others the way God is to us. So in the midst of trouble, we are to be looking around us and saying, where can we protect? Where can we provide? Where can we love? And where can we bring and be the presence of God with others? So we do have hope. Even in uncertainty, in dark places, we will fear no evil. For our soul cries out to God, you are with us. So let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you are our shepherd, that Jesus, you are the good shepherd, and that you lead us daily. I pray that you teach us to look to you daily. I thank you that in the times of uncertainty, in the times that tempt us to fear, the times that cause us to run to other things, that our souls would cry out that you are with us because of our relationship with you as your children through Jesus. So I pray that you would help us to grow in our deep trust in you, of your spirit crying out to our Father. And I pray that you would show us how to come alongside others, to bring encouragement, to bring in hope, to help and provide and protect. Because you are with us as the God who is present to bring your goodness and your blessing. And we look forward to the day when we will dwell in your house forever. We thank you. We give you praise. We rejoice today because of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. John, if you can help lead us.